This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on and hit in the air. The deep left. The ball is high. It is far. It is good. I don't believe it. Once again, deja vu. A two-out, game-tying two-run home run by Scott Brosius. Probably the most unbelievable feat in World Series history.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
What happened? So the guys down at WIP were going to jump on for a half an hour, mix it up, and they bailed? They bailed after the loss? When did they tell you, Hoff, that they didn't want to jump in? What the hell happened? Was that Spike?
No, it was not Spike.
Spike wouldn't run away from this.
So first of all, like, I don't know about you. I'm not even really into doing these things. I've heard some of them over
the years. I remember Joe and Evan. I thought it would be fun, but if they don't want to come on and take the heat, we don't need them.
I'm just saying, truth be told, like, it's not my cup of tea, but I would have done it. So I have some fun, whatever. New York, Philly, sure. IP, Spike Station.
Same family,
you'll have some
same
fun.
Company, all good.
Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio were supposed to be on. So Hoff, it's Hoff's idea. He tells about it last week. We're like, well, we can't do it Friday. I forget what it was.
We were both lukewarm. It's not like you're like, oh, yeah, that's amazing. We're like, all right, you know, we'll do it. A shot.
Fine. And then Hoff said, all right, scheduled. We booked it yesterday. Scheduled today at 1:20, whatever, 1:30. We'll have them on, do a little crossover. This morning, Hoff texts, they backed out. Yep. They canceled.
Why? What was the? Who sent you the text? What happened?
I've been in touch with their producer.
Okay.
On and off.
What was his reasoning?
And it's
tough loss.
Yeah. They want to react to the fans. Want to react today, so they want to give
that.
Them
know, I can respect that. I can appreciate that.
But if still,
they wait. But if they would have won, they wouldn't have wanted to react to that either.
They knew there was a game last night.
Exactly. Well,
they didn't think that was going to play in. Hey, got news for you. You could either go down 0-2 or 1-1.
Either way, they're going to react.
Yeah. Right. What'd you think it was going to be?
Well, I think they thought that they had an easy game, too. They thought that they were going to lock it up and come back tied 1-1.
Yeah, well, then they don't know these Knicks. And I don't even know that they know their Sixers, because this Sixers team is soft.
They are soft. We agree there. I mean, that's part of the problem from a Sixers perspective, that if they had any ounce of toughness or fight, any kind of will, they're just relying on talent. And the Knicks have just snatched it from them these first two games here. The series should be 1-1 at the very least if 76ers gave some effort and heart. They have not. They're down 0-2, but now the series will shift. And what's the old saying? The series does not begin until a road team wins a game.
That's true. Yep.
Well, we'll see here. And I will feel great about the Knicks' chances in the series if they get one of the next two games. And I'm not certain that that's going to happen, especially, BT, if they play the way that they have played in these first two games. Chris is calling from Monmouth County. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Sal. Hey, BT. Thanks for taking the call. And I got a lot to say on these Knicks. And I'd like to make one quick point, if you guys are both on me, because you both obviously watch sports. You're in it forever. It's your life, right? It's your career. It's a disgrace, LeBron James and AD, some of these press conferences, and even Embiid, the professionalism. And I'm a near 50-year-old dude. Like, it's, to me, I have no respect for AD, for LeBron. It's all about the image.
Well, what'd they do? Something. I saw
LeBron
Embiid's
cursing,
last night.
You know, I would have.
So let me just say one thing here. And the Bulls killed us. Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, those guys would never hold their head down in a press conference when the reporters are going. They may not be friendly, but they would talk to each other face. Maybe it's a different generation.
It looked pathetic. Embiid looked pathetic last night. He said something that had some substance to it. You're guaranteeing you're coming back, and there could be legit. I believe that there's merit to what he was saying.
What Patrick said it meant something, but look at the video.
Well, but it never came to fruition when Patrick. Patrick said, "I love Pat, but every time Pat guaranteed we're coming back, we never won."
Yeah, Pat's the one guy the guarantees didn't mean anything.
I agree, but BT,
yeah,
and Sal, BT, you and I are in lockstep. Sal, respectfully, I don't know what you're watching, man, because the Knicks are not getting lucky. And when you say Ananobi's having a bad game, you got to be careful with the words. He's not having a bad game. He's not having any game. It's uneventful. He's showing up where it matters. And that is what the Knicks are. You think we are not having any chance to win this series? They are a soft team, Philadelphia. This is who we are. We are not the Denver Nuggets. We are not some flashy scoring team. We are grinding blue-collar guys. That's what we do. This is the game we're always going to win. If we're going to make it to Boston, this is how it's going to be. What you're seeing as a Knicks fan, I respect. But on the other hand, I don't think you're really watching close. There's no luck in play. We are the better team. And by the way,
Chris, you're right. There's no luck whatsoever. They happen to win one of the more improbable games of all time. And thank you for the call. They won one of the more improbable games of all time. And you're hanging your hat on that? Oh, there's no luck involved. This is what we do. Oh, that's what you do? How about this? You're so confident? Why don't you do that every game the rest of the series? Why don't you do that every game the rest of the playoffs? You think? How do you think that's going to go? This is what we do. How do you think that game plays out 9 out of 10 times, 99 out of 100 times? I got news for you. You'll lose it. Now, they won. You give them credit. But don't sit here pounding your chest like this is what we do. You should have lost the game. If the Sixers had any semblance of basketball IQ, they would have won that game last night. If they had any heart, they should have won the game. It's not a knock on the Knicks. That's the reality. The Knicks were down. They were dead. Brunson got the roll, and it gave them life. Then they got the benefit of the whistle. And their energy, their heart, Hartenstein, BT, obviously giving them a second chance. Like, you could say you could make your own luck. Do not sit here and tell me the Knicks do what they always do. And they were in that position because they want to be in that position last night. You take that every time. You would not. They got lucky to win that game. That's what made it so special, that it was improbable.
But there's something to be said for being, I'm not even sure what the perfect word is.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
As steady as they were when things were going awry. I think that's, again, it's less quantifiable. You know, it's not a stat. But, like, as things are going bonkers and haywire around the Knicks, including a horrendous call. If somebody could explain to me with the Kyle Lowry call where they found, with the when they did the replay with DiVincenzo and Kyle Lowry, they overturned the call. The Knicks didn't get every whistle here. Now, they got a nice bounce from Brunson, and if they don't get that, true, they don't win the game. But if the call...
the final thing with Maxey going to the floor,
Fair, but there's always a sequence of events before, whether it's the ultimate play, the final play, or the penultimate play, the second-to-last play. Like, I think the refs missed a couple of things both ways here. So, you know,
that's fair. Do you think the Sixers have cost themselves in these first two games, or the Knicks have really won these first two games by playing well, beating a good team?
I think it's much more the Knicks have won. And that's where we completely disagree.
Right? I look at both teams and say they're not good enough for different reasons. Knicks play hard, they play smart, they play the game the right way, just not talented enough. Philly has the talent, they're just not good enough. They stink. Philly stinks. So I look at these two teams, not respectively, to the expectation, I don't think either of these teams can do any real damage in the Eastern Conference for different reasons, as we said. But I think the Sixers have cost themselves both these games. If they were actually good, they would have beaten the Knicks in both, not just one, both. By the way, that's the reason why I felt better about the Sixers after the play-in game, was because I watched the Sixers and said, man, they're not that good. Like, this is, I know they won the game, but that Miami is a much better team than Philadelphia. And we've seen that now play to fruition. Ultimately, though, I do think if this keeps up, it's going to start to go the Sixers' way. It's been two games, not four. A lot of you guys are taking bows after two games. It takes four to win a best of seven. You should know better.
I think it's nuts to think the Knicks are going to sweep this year. So I'm going to frame it this way. Better, although I'm pretty sure I know your answer. I want to hear it, though. So more likely, in your opinion, it goes seven? Or it goes five.
Seven. 100%.
So you don't think that the Knicks win a game in Philly? You think they come back donut?
I think even if they do get one, yeah. I think the Sixers can win
Philly
a game five.
Then you think Philly has the capability to come back and
yeah, I mean, you asked me what I think is more likely.
I got you.
Do I think it's more likely the Knicks put them away in five? Or I would say that I would have said before the series started, Knicks in five. Now, after watching the first two games, I would not be, I'd be surprised if it went fewer than six or seven.
And based on the tone of the series, I don't think either answer is crazy.
Yeah, right.
I really don't. I'm just curious.
What would you say right now? You think more five?
Five.
Because they're not going to lose it. Five. Knicks won't lose at home, and they're going to get one of the next two.
I'm going to stick with my Knicks and six, which is what I said before, the series. But I would probably lean more five, because what I value more than you, or at least what you're putting your emphasis on more versus me, to me, is Nick. See, the Knicks get off the bus, and there's just certain things that are coming with them through the tunnel and onto the court. And that's non-negotiable. And
we agree on that.
That is going to help them win this series.
Right. We agree on that. We just differ on how far that could take them in this particular series.
Yep.
BT and Sal on the fan. Look, we'll watch it play out. And off night tonight and tomorrow. Game three on Thursday, you got the draft. And game four is Sunday afternoon.
Sunday
right?
At 1. Before.
And then back at the Garden for game five if necessary.
Is it Tuesday? I think I saw Tuesday. Tuesday or Wednesday.
All right, we'll see. I mean, look, it'd be nice to watch.
By the way, if necessary. a little parenthesis.
Well, we know this. It's not going to go. If it's going to go five, it means the Sixers aren't going to win the series. Mm-hmm. Sixers can't sweep. Sixers can't end it in five.
Yep.
They have to hope that it's going to go six or seven. All right.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.